Rashi ala Torah, Parashat Kitisa, Aliyat Rishon. The Parashat starts off with a discussion about the Mahatzit HaShekel, the half shekel coin that every member of the Jewish people, men 20 and up, are obligated to donate to the Bet HaMikdash or to the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Ze Yitenu, this is what everybody should give. And this word Ze, Rashi comments over here, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was being specifically told by Hashem. Hashem was pointing to something. Hashem was showing him an illustration of what he was talking about. And he told him, this coin of fire is what you need to give. He showed him a coin of fire, and that's what he wanted to be known to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was going to be brought by the Jewish people from then and on. The question becomes, why fire? Why was the coin shown in a way that it was a coin of fire, not a coin of anything else? The Lubavitcher Rebbe elaborates on this question, and he brings the Gemara in Menachot Daf Kaftet, which says, Tana debe Rebbe Yishmael, shelosha devarim hayu kashin lo lemoshe, ad she'ra'alo hakolosh baruchu be'etzpa'o. There were three things that were difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu to imagine until Hashem specified with his finger and showed him what they looked like. And what were they? Ve'elu hen menorah, Ve'rosh Chodesh Ushratzim. They were the three things with the menorah, which Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. It was very detailed, very ornate. Moshe Rabbeinu had no way to picture it. It had to be made from one block of gold. Rosh Chodesh, the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly how much of the moon has to show in order to declare a new moon. And Shiratzim, different bugs, different creepy crawlers that were going to be prohibited to consumption for the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's so much around. Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult time understanding until Hashem specifically showed him what he was talking about. So the Tosfot ask on this, all brought down by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that why don't we include here, amongst the things that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand, this coin, the Matzit HaShekel, until Hashem showed him the Matbea Shel Esh. Why don't we count that amongst the things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand? And Tosfot answer that these three things, Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shiratzim, Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult time understanding the physical properties of how they looked. A coin, of course Moshe Rabbeinu knew what a coin looked like. What Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem with was how the Torah tells us the Mahatzit HaShekel is a kofer nafsho ladonai bifkodotam. They're going to serve as a kapara. They're going to serve as an atonement for the Jewish people when they give them. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand that, and therefore Hashem showed him the matbea shel esh. Hashem showed him, look, this coin of fire is a solution to that problem. We don't really understand the answer over there of Tosfot. How is the coin of fire an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulty of how does this serve as a kapara? The Chidushei Harim comments on that answer, and he says that he heard an answer from a darshan echad beGermania. He heard an answer from a preacher, from a rabbi in Germany, who said that Hashem showed him the matveh shel esh. Ve'lama lo shel matechet? Why didn't Hashem show him a metal coin? Ela, he says, ikar netinat hamatveh hu haesh. The main point is the fire. Hait lahavut is the fire, is the excitement, is the passion that's given with the tzedakah. Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered. Hashem, you're telling me a little tiny coin of a half shekel, which even a poor person amongst the Jewish people could probably afford. You're telling me that that's going to serve as a kapara? How does that small little detail of a mitzvah, how does that effect change in a big way where it could serve as a kapara, could serve as an atonement to the Jewish people? Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're missing it. It's not only a matbea, it's a matbea shel esh. It's a coin of fire. It's not about the amount of tzedakah that you're doing. It's not about the quantitative level of what's going on in terms of the mitzvah. What's it really about, Moshe Rabbeinu? It's about the qualitative aspect of the mitzvah. It's about the fire. It's about the excitement. It's about the relationship with Hashem. It's about that commitment that you have to the details of halacha. That, Moshe Rabbeinu, is enough to get you a kapara. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown. It's about the fire. Don't get lost in the quantity. It's much more about the quality of the mitzvah. So when Hashem told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, that little half coin, that's on fire. When you do with fire, when you have passion in your mitzvot, you can't understand how powerful they can be and how much kapara, how much atonement you could receive from them. One little anecdote he adds in here, which is funny, I think, where the Chidushei Harim and the rest of the Polish Hasidut, the rabbis over there, they didn't have such fond feelings for the rabbis of Germany. The rabbis of Germany who were much more cold, rational, people who they weren't known for the heat lahavut. So he says, "Upele shehidush kaze nafal beGermania." It's a hidush that this insight fell in Germany, that a German thought of this. And then he asked his rabbi, the Kutzker, and he told him, "Yan shemakpidim b'makom hazeh al kiyum mitzvat hakdasat orchim." He says, "Ah, maybe they were zochei, maybe they merited to have this insight of Torah fall to them over there because they're very good with the mitzvah of hakdasat orchim, with inviting guests over. Bizchut zeh nitgala lahem Torah kazo." And therefore, in the merit of that, this beautiful insight of Torah was brought to them. But basically, it's all about lahavut. It's all about the excitement. It's all about the passion and the fire that a person brings into his mitzvot. That's the takeaway from this Rashi.